Prepper Podcast, we have been in the doldrums of summer. How long has it even been since I got to talk to you? I've been under your thumb. I've been under the gun. I've been behind the eight ball. I don't know where I've been. I ate too much honey and got stuck in the side of a hill. It's terrible. Did you miss me? I'm not even gonna lie. And this isn't even just because I'm talking. I'm just saying every day at some point, sometimes multiple times in a day, I would say, I wonder how the Bumper Podcast is doing. Well, Bumper Podcast, here I am. I am back. I'm in headquarters, which means, of course, I'm not driving, which means I get to pay attention to talking. And what I want to do today is I want to tell you my favorite story that happened to me. It was a few days ago, and I want to tell you so that I don't forget it, because I sometimes forget my favorite things, because that's what happens, because I see something shiny or whatever. So there I was, driving around. You may not know this, but I like to drive. I don't love to drive. I just drive. That's what people do these days. I was driving around, and there's a place. You kind of come around a bend. Watch as I paint this picture for you. You come around a bend, and then you take a left onto the street where the headquarters is. This street where I'm sitting right now. And this old Cadillac, like an old Coupe de Ville, took the left before me. And I noticed out of the window, there was a man's arm, and he was holding a Mylar balloon. And I thought, well, that's nice. He's driving and holding a balloon. But as he turned very slowly. And then the balloon, it fell out. I guess it got pulled out of his hand. And I had already kind of pulled behind him because I thought there was enough space because I thought he was going to keep going, but he stopped. And I looked, and it was this really old guy, like we're talking maybe 100 years old. And his balloon had fallen, and he was trying to reach for it. And so then I had to stop my car. We're now causing a traffic jam. I have my car next to his car, blocking both lines of traffic. I get out, and there's a card attached to the balloon, and it said Vincent on it. And then I handed it to him, and he had this... smile and this like little bit of light in his eyes, and he's like, oh, thank you very much, like that. He was so happy that I had given him his balloon back. The man was driving around holding a balloon out. He was having the best day ever, you guys. Really,